no matter what, if I just can tell my kids one day, like, I signed a record deal, like, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So I, like, that was my first bucket list moment.
So June 30th, 2014, All About That Bass is released as a single. That day, and the day before, and the week before, and the month before, and even maybe the day after and the day after, you were still kind of an anonymous person. You were, you know, you could walk around, go to a restaurant, you could get into a cab, hop on the bus, whatever it was. And then that song blows up. Did you expect that to happen? Did you have any sense that that was going to happen, that it was going to hit number one on the Billboard charts?
No, I really thought it was so bad. Like, so such not a hit song.
You thought the song was bad?
No, I just thought it wasn't a hit song and that no one would push it up to next to the EDM that was going on at the time. And like, it didn't fit what was going on. And people say that's why it blew up so fast. But I remember when the first week it came out, I remember being so embarrassed I wanted to hide, like,